poll, Donald Trump's lead over potential primary field surges after indictment. By Nick Gilbertson on April 3, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's lead over the rest of the potential Republican presidential primary field has grown nearly 20 percentage points since he was indicted by a grand jury, according to a set of hypothetical polls from the Trafalgar Group. The latest poll, conducted after the news of Trump's indictment last week, shows that 56.2% of likely GOP primary voters plan to support Trump for the nomination. He sits 33.7 percentage points ahead of his nearest competitor, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, at 22.5% of support. Trump's lead has expanded by 19.7% compared to another poll conducted among 1,082 respondents between March 22 to 25. That survey, which was taken after Trump announced he anticipated being arrested based on illegal leaks from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office, found Trump at 44.4% and DeSantis at 30.4%. Ron DeSantis breaks silence on rumored Trump indictment. Trump's lead has grown some 22 percentage points compared to a third Trafalgar poll conducted from March 13 to 19, before the expectation of an indictment was announced. Trump showed an 11.6% advantage over DeSantis, as they registered at 43.8% and 32.2%, respectively. Trafalgar sampled 1,079 respondents in that poll. Along with Trump, former Representative Liz Cheney, RY, is the only other potential candidate in the hypothetical poll to see a noticeable growth in support following the indictment, climbing to third place with 10.3% of support. Only 5.3% of respondents said they plan to support Cheney in the mid-March poll. Cheney, I will do whatever it takes, including presidential run to stop Trump. Former Vice President Mike Pence lands in fourth place behind Cheney with 3.8% of the response, followed by former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, at 3.7% in the latest survey. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, anti-woke entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Glenn Youngkin, RVA, conservative talk show host Larry Elder, and Governor Chris Sununu, RNH, all have around or below 1%. GOP rival Ramaswamy on un-American Trump indictment, we may be heading to a national divorce. The vast majority of respondents say the indictment makes them more likely to support Trump to varying degrees. Of the respondents, 51.9% are much more likely and 22.1% are more likely to back the 45th president. The other 26% are either less likely or much less likely to support him. The latest poll sampled 1,123 likely GOP primary voters from March 31 – April 2. The margin of error is plus or minus 2.9 percentage points for all three surveys.